Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. That page in introduction to ligatures. Ligatures, in other words, particles, or a group of words that helps with grammar composition or sentence composition of Tagalog language. Ligatures. Okay. These ligatures, if said alone, it doesn't give any meaning. But if it's incorporated in a phrase or in a sentence, it gives a clear message from the speaker, right? So communication is like, to me, when I like to teach Tagalog, I'm very most concerned of communication. Communication. So what is the meaning of communication? One party is speaking, whereas the second party is listening. Yeah, okay. Listen. Or do you hear me? You're listening. You can hear me while I'm making some kind of introduction. Why I'm most concerned with communication. When one party is speaking, so another party should be listening. Or with the communication, there should be an input the sender of the message, and then there is the receiver of the message, right? Mm-hmm. And communication. What I mean with, in Tagalog language, but there are lots of words that belong to ligatures. And I think in English, these words are the same as is, are, what else? Something like just, and those are the group of words. Let's see what are those in Tagalog. Let's see. On this page that you have, there is the ligature na. Please say it na.
Na.
Okay, na. Okay. Na. So na is very important. Let's see how it's used. With my examples here, we have adjective, and then another column is the noun. So the most practical application of the ligature or particle na, we should have adjective and noun. Not always, but that's the very common adjective. Okay, so what are the adjectives in my example, Brandon? Can you read it for me?
The adjectives, for example, okay, we're talking about the suffix, noun, and g?
No, na, no, first part, na. Na?
Oh,
no. Yes. Na, you see, my description here says it usually comes between a noun and an adjective, right? Okay, adjectives. Can you say it? Can you say those adjectives that I presented in the page?
Okay. Starting with the one that starts with the N.
The first column.
Matas. Malain. Asur. Amin.
Okay. Repeat after me. Mataas.
Mataas.
Malalim.
Malalim.
Asul.
Asul.
Anim.
Anim.
Okay. Mataas. Mataas means tall. Tall. Mataas.
I know Ani means six.
Oh, Ani means
Yeah, I know
six.
the six.
Very good. You remember that. Okay. Remember now, new vocabulary for you. Mataas. Mataas is means tall. Tall. Mataas. Yeah. Mataas. Okay, mataas means tall. And then malalim. Malalim means deep. 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 Did I say it right in English? But never mind. English is not our concern here. Tagalog is our concern.
I know you mean deep. Malalim.
Malalim, malalim. Take note also with the mataans and malalim adjectives. Ma is prefix. Ma is a prefix here. There's a root word taas. There's a root word lalim. Remember, just like booty is a root word, then mabuti. Yeah, another. Yeah, remember those groupings, adjective. Another root word, ganda. Ganda means beauty. The prefix is ma, mabuti. What? Ganda, maganda. I'm sorry. Ganda.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Ganda is beauty. There's ma prefix. Maganda means beautiful. Maganda means beautiful. Okay, what are these four adjectives that we know today? Malalim, maganda, mabuti, mataas. You
Okay.
good? Ayos, ayos ba? Okay,
Yes, ma'am.
ayos ba? Ayos, ayos lang. Okay, Brandon, the next. Azul is a color. Azul is a color. Remember that. Azul means blue. Azul is a color, color, color. Means
Blue.
blue, blue. Azul. Azul means blue. The color of my mouse pad. Azul.
Azul.
Azul. Blue. Any other colors? So to me, colors are adjectives. Colors. Colors are adjectives. And. Okay, adjectives. And again, homework for you. Write all the adjectives, possible adjectives that you will say most frequently. Right? Including colors. I think we already talk about colors in Tagalog. Maybe if you forget that, we will return to it. Next, Brandon, let's learn some nouns. Nouns here. Second column. Second column on the page are nouns. Do you want me to say it and then you repeat after me, or you want to read it first?
I'll read first.
Yeah, please read it first. Yeah.
Gusali, Gusali, Dagat, Lambit, Igol. No,
Okay, now please. Yeah, itlog is good. Itlog. I need your correction on langit. 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 No, first syllable LA and then langit. La. La and then ngit. Yeah. Langit. Langit. Langit means sky. Langit, langit, langit. Now, Brandon, another. Langit means sky. Another word that is not on the page. I'll introduce to you. Pangit. That is another word, but this is an adjective. Pangit is an adjective, but it means ugly.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So,
I'm sorry? Funny. It depends, of course. Sometimes we want to say it because, oh, that's not good. Pangit. Pangit. I know. Be careful because you don't want to you don't want to hurt other people's feeling. Pangit. Pangit can also mean bad, right? Pangit when misbehavior.
Yeah, like if you're acting ugly. Right, I understand.
Yeah, pangit means bad. So pangit means ugly, sometimes bad. So remember, langit means sky. Pangit means, you know already. Now, Brandon. Okay, let's go back to our lesson for today, which is na. Oh, wait. Ah, gusali means building, Brandon. Are we good on that? Gusali means building. Okay. Gusali means building. And then, what else? What's the other one? Dagat means sea. Sea or ocean. Dagat. Beach, dagat. Brandon. Oh, okay. Are you looking forward to bask in the sun by the beach? In the
Philippines. Not
really. In the Philippines, there are lots of those in the Philippines.
I had a crazy story about a beach. I was actually swept up by a wave. I was in California.
Oh!
The wave, I got under the wave, and when I poked my head up out the water, and I felt like the wave, it was like tossing me under the water, and I poked my head up, and I was so far away from shore, I had to swim all the way back, and I was almost exhausted when I got to shore.
Oh,
are you serious? That really happened?
That's not a good experience. That's not a good experience. That's not a good experience. Because there's a difference because in California your dagat in California is ocean. It's huge. In the Philippines, there are a small body of water that we call dagat also, which is simply as called sea. It's not as huge as it's not as huge as Pacific Ocean.
Right, I understand.
So I understand. Most likely you would not experience your experience in California because
it don't got no big waves like that.
No, not in a small sea, especially on the western side of the Philippines. No, we don't have much of those big waves. Good. Okay, now, so dagat means sea or ocean. And then itlog means egg.
You said what?
Egg, itlog, egg. Yeah.
It log.
Egg.
Okay, got it.
Good.
It log.
Okay. It log means egg. Now let's combine adjective and noun so that there's na. We be able to use the particle na.
And na.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, if you want to say tall building is English. Tall building, you say it in Tagalog. Mataas na gusali.
All right. Mataas na gusali.
Oh, so you are describing the building which is tall. Mataas na gusali.
Mataas na gusali. So the na... So the nod basically puts both words together in a way.
Yeah, that's why there are occasions
Okay.
I refer to na as linker. It links.
Okay, nods. Okay, I understand. Okay, nods. Nod
Linker.
kusali.
Yeah, mataas na gusali.
Mataas na kusali. Okay.
Good. Next, you describe the sea or ocean. Malalim na dagat.
Malalim na dagat.
Dagat.
Oh, dagat. Dagat.
Malalim na dagat.
Malalim na dagat.
Very nice. Yeah. So another, what is
Malalim.
another example that I have there?
Oh, whatever example you have? Oh, the next one? Asul na la na lagnit.
Langit. Asul na
Yeah, lagnit. Oh,
Asul na
lagnit.
langit.
Oh, nit, 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 nit. Okay, lagnit.
Asul na
Okay, I'm
langit.
sorry.
Repeat after
Say it
me.
again.
Asul
Okay.
na langit.
Asul na langit.
Oh, asul na langit. Blue sky. Asul na langit.
Asul na langit.
Okay. Ayos ba?
Asul na langit.
Yeah.
Asul na langit.
Asul na langit.
Asul na. Yeah.
Go, yeah, you take your
Asul
time.
na langit.
Asul na langit.
Asul na langit.
Yeah.
Asul na langit. Asul na langit. Asul na langit. Asul na langit. Asul
Yeah.
na langit. 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 Okay.
Ayos,
Did I get that right?
ayos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ayos. Okay, next. What is that noise? Is there something going on in your house?
No, when I'm concentrating, I'm holding this bottle right here, if you can see me. And when I'm concentrating, I like bang it on my knee. I'm sorry, I do that. It's a concentration.
Okay, it's your personal what do you call that? Manner. Manner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
I do it to focus, to
To
get my
focus.
mind
Is
focused.
there other way? Maybe like,
Yeah.
is there other way for you to what's that? Is there alternative gesture for you just to put in focus?
Oh, I can squeeze something like I'm doing now. I just squeeze the bottle instead now.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, is that what you
Okay.
do? You can squeeze. There is such kind of something that you buy from the store, the squishy. Do you have that?
I used to have it, but I can't find it anymore. So
Okay.
I either hit my well, I want to say hit my leg or whatever, but if I like squeeze something with my legs or hit my like where my knees sort of my sh upper shin knee or whatever, it just helped me or whatever. I guess because of the
Oh,
pain or something, yeah. It helped me focus. But if I squeeze something or whatever, it do the same thing, like with
I
my legs or whatever. I don't
understand.
have to do it with my hands.
That's why with our past session, I see you like rubbing your chin and lay your beard.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. I understand. But okay, now let's focus. I hope that you are in focus now. Try to,
I'm
you
focused.
can hold something that will not make noise. Pick something. Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's focus. Let me help you focus. And tall building is okay. Malalim, mataas na gusali, malalim na dagat, asul na langit, anim na itlog. Are you okay with that? Anim na itlog. What does it mean?
Six eggs.
Did you buy? Did you buy anim na itlog from the grocery?
Hindi.
Hindi. Very good. Nice answer. Hindi.
Hindi.
Wow. Hindi pwede. Hindi pwede. Hindi pwede. It's not possible to buy anim na itlog.
Oh, it's not possible by six eggs. Yes.
Hindi pwede means. Hindi pwede means not possible. Hindi pwede. Hindi pwede means not possible. Hindi pwede bumili ng anim na itlog. Can you say that? Hindi pwede bumili. Bumili ng anim na itlog. Wait. Okay. Say hindi pwede first.
Hindi pwede
bumili ng anim na itlog. Okay, Brandon. Again. Bumili then rest nang
and then rest
anim na itlog.
Okay. Hindi pwede bumili ng anim na itlog.
You know what that means?
It's not possible to have six eggs?
Bumili means to buy.
Oh, okay, I understand now.
Good.
So, hindi pwede bumili ng anim na itlog.
Good. Okay. Ayos. Oh, Brandon. So that means that it's not possible to buy six eggs. Right? So okay. That is how we want to. Let's proceed because I introduced to you the nang. Nang is suffix and also sometimes it's g. Nang is a suffix. Sometimes g is a suffix also.
Okay.
All right. Now, Brandon, more. Are you still ready to learn more new words?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes. Matalino. Say it. Matalino.
Matalino. Matalino.
Mabuti.
Mabuti.
Puti.
Puti.
Buo.
Buo.
Mamaya.
Mamaya.
Lima.
Lima.
Okay.
Which means five.
Oh, yeah, very nice. You remember lima means five.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember mamaya?
Mamaya? No, I do not.
I already introduced to you that in the past. Mamaya means later.
Okay, later. Mamaya.
Later, mamaya.
Okay.
Mamaya. Okay. Brandon, matalino means bright or intelligent. Matalino.
Intelligent.
Matalino.
Matalino.
Root word talino. Talino means talent. No? Prefix ma, matalino means talented. Are we good?
Talino.
Uh-oh.
Matalino means talented.
Uh-oh.
Okay, obviously.
Matalino or intelligent. Talented or intelligent.
Intelligent. Okay,
okay. Yeah. Matalino. Intelligent. Talino means talent. Matalino means intelligent. Next, mabuti. You're okay with mabuti? Ayos na, mabuti.
Yeah, mabuti. Yeah, good.
Mabuti. Now, a new word. New word. Let me introduce to you. Let me.
Mabuti means good.
Next, puti. Puti means white. Puti means white.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Puti means white.
Puti.
Okay.
Puti. Say it. Puti.
Oh, puti. Uh-huh. Okay, I thought you said puti.
Ah, no,
like,
no.
White?
No.
That's a beautiful word. Hey, okay.
Oh, that's the thing with Tagalog. Lots of confusing words. Let me give you. Puti. Puti means good. And the other one is puti. Puti. That's why
it's
sound
glottal.
Is very important.
Okay.
Puti. With glottal stamp and puti means white. Okay. Now, Brandon, we are not black, white. Those are not offensive words in Tagalog. I mean, like, although here in the U.S., they say, hey, stop saying black, right? Now we are studying color. What can you say about that? To me, it's like, oh, I mean, like, if I say black, I don't mean anything. It's really just like the color.
Right? No. It's fine. I don't be tripping off of it.
Here. Okay. Now, itim. Itim means black. These are colors in Tagalog. Good? Okay. Pula. White. Pula means red. The basic colors I like to give you. What else? Itim, pula. What else? Okay.
Teacher?
Yeah?
I don't really trip off the race and all the black, white, purple, yellow. I don't really care. I hear me out when I say this, and I've noticed this from people I talk to, frankly, and it stuck. This one lady I was talking to, she said something, and she used the word. And what it mean or whatever, and it's like I don't want to offend you or anything like that. So you don't, you know. Never mind. I'll just shut up. Go ahead.
Oh, I think I'm sorry. No, but to me, it's like it shouldn't be. I mean, like there shouldn't be such kind of hatred or what, right? Like what I mean is, everybody's different, right? We are different. Well, like for me, us, I am brown and I'm different. Right? They are white. They are different. Right? We are just different. Yeah. But we should be working together, right? And in a peaceful way and harmonious way. Good. Okay. Now.
I'm listening.
Oh, you're listening now, because I'm helping you remember colors, because colors are part of adjective, Brandon. Right? Okay, repeat after me. Puti.
Puti.
Puti means white. Itim.
Itim.
Itim. Pula.
Pula.
Pula. Red. Dilaw.
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 Yellow. Okay. Azul for blue and verde for? Verde for what? Verde for green. Good.
I say brown.
Brown. It's quite complicated. Lots of syllables. We say kayumangi, but locals don't say it that much. Just brown is okay. Kayumangi. Let me see. Kayumangi.
Kayumangi.
I think this only just refers to skin color. But with okay. other things, we don't say kayumangi on other things. Like, for example, chocolate. Maybe we can say kulay chocolate. Let's see. Skin okay. color, brown. Brown, okay. right? Or they say morena. Right. And then kayumangi. Maybe if you want to say it in Tagalog, because there's no...
I was just asking because if someone asked my favorite color.
What is your favorite?
I would say puti and kayumangi. Okay, kayumangi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say puti and kayumangi. So white and brown is my favorite color.
I'm sorry, wait, remember, Brandon, with kayumangi, we only refer to people's skin color.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to say it in, I think brown is just acceptable, but if you want to express it in Tagalog, I think it's best to say kulay chocolate. Kulay chocolate. It means you are comparing the color with on the chocolate, the color of the chocolate.
Okay. Mm. I understand.
Yeah, we don't refer it kulay chocolate for object like what are my stuff here?
Kulay chocolate.
Anything with with color in chocolate. Mm. But you can just say brown. You can just say brown.
Okay.
My favorite, ang paborito kong kulay for color, Brandon, kulay, color. Mm-hmm. Here, kulay. You see kulay, color. Ang paborito kong kulay ay itim at brown. Or, ang paborito kong kulay ay puti at brown. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now you have the ligature at and kulay chocolate brown. Kulay chocolate.
Kulay chocolate.
Brown.
Kulay chocolate.
Kulay chocolate ang kotse. Ang kotse mo ba ay kulay chocolate, Brandon? Kotse, car. Ang kotse mo ba, your car, ang kotse mo ba ay kulay chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Is your car the brown?
Is my car a car?
Brown. Brown?
No.
No.
My car is puti.
Puti. Ang kotse ko ay puti. Ang kotse car. Ay puti. Say it.
Ang kotse ko ay puti.
That means my car is.
My car is white.
Okay.
With a na and nang.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's basically the same way. However, instead of with nang, it seems like you put it on the end of words, and na you put it in between the words.
Yeah.
You can use them. It's like we're using. Ng, you can say the same thing, but it's just a different way to say it.
Yeah, the meaning is not lost, but the meaning is the same, but it's said in two different manner. Is that good?
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, Okay, before we end the session, we will stop here in suffix ng and dinji. Let's have the example, matalino na bata. Please say that, Brandon.
Matalino na bata.
So there are three words, right? Matalino, first yes. word, second word, na. Bata mm-hmm. means child, matalino. Bright mm-hmm. child. Now, instead of saying three words, let's just eliminate another word. Let's use suffix instead of na. The suffix this time is nang, matalinong bata.
Okay, matalinong bata.
Yeah, that's why most words you would hear in Tagalog, there's suffix ng.
Okay.
Matalinong bata means intelligent.
Matalinong bata.
Oh, intelligent child. Okay, next. Mabuti na tao, three word also. Mabuti means good. Na is linker. Tao means person. Person.
Okay.
Then instead of saying matalino na tao, you say matalinong mabuti. Tao.
Okay.
Repeat
so
after me.
Mabuting. Go ahead.
Mabuting bata.
Mabuting bata o mabuting tao?
Mabuting bata, mabuting tao means good child, good person.
Person, right.
Good.
Okay.
Matalinong bata, matalinong tao.
Okay.
You're good. You know what that means.
Yes.
Next example. What do we have here?
Puti na tupa.
Tupa means tupa. It means sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And then puti. Puting tupa.
Puting puta. Puting tupa. Sorry.
Brandon, be careful because puting puta is different because there's a word in Tagalog. Puta means prostitute.
Oh,
that's why I love. Yeah. Okay, it's a tongue twister, Brandon, all right? Puting tupa versus the other one is
Okay, what was the one I ain't trying to say? Don't say it.
Yeah, okay, don't say it, but it's just we are learning Tagalog anyway. It's nice that you are aware. Puta means prostitute.
Prostitute. Okay,
it's the same as Spanish cash word. Spanish cuss word, Brandon. You remember? Mm-hmm. Spanish cuss word also puta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When Mexicans, I think when they are angry, they say that. Puta.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay, I understand. So. Puting tupa.
Okay. We say it slowly so you don't say.
Okay. Wow, I can't believe what I just said just now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
crazy.
No malice, Brandon. We're good. No malice. Our session is entitled Malicious Content. We're kidding. Now, next, what else? Puting tupa is good. Buong buhay. Buong na buhay means life that is whole.
Okay.
Buo means whole. Whole. W-H-O-L-E. Whole. Buong buhay means whole life.
Okay. How you say that? You say buong?
Buhay.
Buho? Okay, buhay. It's like saying mabuhay. And buhay is life.
Buhay means life. Buong buhay.
Buong buhay. Did I say that right?
Again, say it.
Buong buhay.
Yes, buong buhay ko.
Buong buhay ko.
That means my whole life.
Okay.
Buong buhay ko. My whole life.
My whole life.
Ayos ba?
Yes. I mean, ayos. Yes. Opo.
Yay! Okay. Buong buhay ko means next. Mamayang gabi, mamaya na gabi. So instead of saying mamaya na gabi, you would say mamayang gabi.
Mamayang gabi.
When
using the NA and NG, if we get off and I say mamaya na gabi, would that be still presentable, or would it be said better to say mamayang gabi?
Both. Mamaya na gabi, we rarely say it. We say most often, naturally, we say mamayang gabi.
Mamayang gabi.
Mamayang gabi. I just had to present there is na because the NG, the function of NG is like na. It links the two words together.
Okay, I understand.
Good. And also, Brandon, you notice that many of the first word are those ends in vowel. Ends in vowel. Because it's easy to connect suffix when the word ends in vowel.
I didn't notice that until you said something. I was like, it's sticking out now.
Later, next week, we will proceed, we will continue, Brandon. So, for now, we will end here, then we'll just continue next week. Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's ARALINWORLD.com. aralinworld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!